With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. New Jersey Democratic Senator Robert Menendez and his wife entering pleas of not guilty to new charges of corruption. Here's Bob Agnew.
Pleaded not guilty to 12 new charges, including obstruction of justice, as they were being investigated for allegedly accepting bribes. The couple now accused of conspiring with three co-defendants to throw investigators off the trail after they had earlier been charged with accepting bribes from Egypt in exchange for the senator's political influence. Bob Agner reporting.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken announcing an additional $100 million to finance the deployment of a multinational force mission to Haiti that follows a meeting with the Caribbean leaders in Jamaica to halt Haiti's violent crisis. Blinken also announced another $33 million in humanitarian aid and creation of a joint proposal agreed on by Caribbean leaders. Also at SRNnews.com, President Biden's new budget includes a tax cut for some home buyers.
With many Americans struggling to afford housing, the president is proposing assistance in his just-released budget.
For those seeking to buy their first home or trade up for a little more space, I propose the tax cut will provide $400 a month for the next 2 years.
The president also wants to give tax breaks to families and raise taxes on the wealthy. Most White House budget plans are unlikely to pass Congress without major changes. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Prosecutors say a 76-year-old Connecticut woman accused of killing her husband, hiding his body, then collecting his paychecks, pleading guilty to manslaughter. Linda Kasuda-Bagazi, arrested in February of 2018 in the death of Dr. Perlugi Bagazi. He was a professor of laboratory science and pathology at the University of Connecticut Health. This is SRN News. As the immigration crisis in America's southern border continues to dominate presidential campaign dialogue, author, educator, and advocate for Christian apologetics, Alex McFarland, says the Biden administration is facing big challenges in 2024. He notes he has no ill will toward President Biden and that he prays for him.
But he made an oath before God to protect the U.S. Constitution from threats within and without. And so with all of these illegals, they must be deported. Christians say to me, oh, but Alex, let's just automatically give them amnesty and citizenship. No, the administration is to care for rights and the welfare of taxpaying American citizens. There is no constitutional precedent that we are to be the soup kitchen for the world.
Educator and author Alex McFarland. And this is SRN News. Japan's economy managed to grow in the fourth quarter of last year, averting a recession.
According to revised government data that had previously shown a contraction, real gross domestic product grew in the October to December quarter at an annual rate of 0.4% instead of a contraction of 0.4%. The revision reflects an improvement in private capital investment. It also means Japan avoided sinking into a technical recession, generally defined as two straight quarters of contraction.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Airbnb says it's banning the use of indoor security cameras and listings on its site around the world by the end of next month. San Francisco-based online rental platform says it's making the change to simplify its security camera policy while prioritizing privacy. And the new policy, hosts will still be allowed to use doorbell cameras and noise decibel monitors. More details at SRNnews.com.